Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm not your host, but I'm Bronell, and I'm here with Harv, and I'm also here with special guest Maddie B, who's on location.
Nation's capital.
Hey, episode 20, wouldn't miss it for the world, boys.
Our nation's capital. Doing some actual work out there, maybe.
But yeah, well, I got to visit the parliament today. Smelled a bit like dung, but must have been coming from the inside of the building, not the outside. But yeah, it was a good time.
Nice. Before we get going, I guess I just want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf. Use the code DriveTheGreen, you get 15% off your purchase. We're still wearing our gear.
Yeah, I wear some player stuff here. Repping. Had a lot of people in Ontario ask me what that was, so spreading the word.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get that out east for sure. Okay, we got a little bit of a different episode today. Not your conventional Ultimate Foursome, but we got a different feature called Yay or Nay. We'll get into that a little bit later. First, we got to review the Greenbrier tournament, and then we'll do our pick review and picks for the John Deere Classic.
Stacked.
Super excited for the review.
You should be, yeah. You haven't won in a while.
Including this week.
So a military tribute at Greenbrier was a mouthful to say all weekend, but Kevin Na.
I'm
about that today. That this is a pretty shitty year to be starting a podcast with all these guys that we dislike winning tournaments.
Well, yeah, we mentioned that last week. We had Bubba win a couple times, Reed, Bryson, and now, and then Na wins the next week, right after we talked about it.
That guy, he's up there. He's up there for biggest turd. Like,
he's still slow.
Visor, stupid head cover, stupid logo on his shirt. Slow.
He stinks too.
Yeah.
Like, pace of play.
Yeah, it's bad.
This guy runs a gamut of unlikable things.
Yeah. But he went out there and he shot 64 on Sunday.
Ran away with it.
Just ran away, yeah. Like, what did he end up winning by? Five strokes?
So.
And it was really never close on Sunday.
No.
Yeah, and going against everything this PGA Tour has been about this year, we've been talking about it, that loving to see playoff finishes, close finishes, and then back-to-back weeks, just snoozers with some weak fields, though.
Yeah. Another weak field this week, but then we get into the Open, which is going to be nice, refreshing. But yeah, Kevin.
Get the boys back together for the preview episode. I like it.
I don't know if you guys saw his emotional message after the round there. NBC interviewed him. And then he sent out a message in Korean to all his fans in South Korea.
Like, what message?
I don't know. It was in Korean.
Oh, I didn't translate all
and then he cried.
For a
while.
I don't get that. Like, it's not like there's nothing like war-torn country, South Korea. Aren't they making strides to mend the fence with North Korea right now?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, he moved.
He's building his fan base.
I also didn't watch it, so I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, he's born there, but he moved to the States when he was 8 years old. So. Yeah.
I mean, he's still probably hoping they call him for the Ryder Cup team. He's not hoping for the international team at the President's Cup.
No.
He's hoping that USA taps him on the shoulder this fall. Yeah.
But they ain't.
Probably not.
But yeah, he just, I mean, I don't know if you guys noticed his rapport with his caddy too. I mean,
hey, that is a straight business relationship.
It's pretty good. Yeah. They have a pretty good conversation. They show quite a few of them on social media, but yeah.
But like, they aren't friends. That's straight business.
No.
Wasn't it about a month ago or whatever where they were yelling at club choice and then he hit it in the bunker?
Yeah.
Like 200 yards
chipped
out
in.
And just laid into the guy.
And then chipped in? That one?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, for viewers on Sunday, Kelly Kraft, Harold Varner, I mean, some of those guys just went nowhere. I think Harold was two over.
Is it a good time to bring up the Harv Harold Varner story?
I was going to bring that up. I mean, Harold Varner III. That's the whitest name you've ever heard in your life. I thought they were showing the wrong guy. They showed this. Like, he's like 6'3".
Oh, yeah.
Wearing an Air Jordan hat.
Yeah.
And the caption comes up, Harold Marr the Third. And that was way off.
You just thought it was another classic myth on the wrong guy.
Part-time fan over here.
Like, yeah, I would have pictured maybe someone who kind of looks like Davis
Kevin
Love.
Kistner.
Davis Love. Why? Because he has the third?
Yeah, like, they're kind of that. They're a different breed.
Just pretty boys?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing? Yeah.
I want to know what Harold the First and Harold Jr. look like.
Yeah. Did you see his interview after the Saturday round?
No.
Oh. He just...
Oh, yeah.
He just seems like a good dude.
Going still going to mow his mom's lawn and stuff like that?
That's right, yeah. He's like, I'm
he
still going to
go mow his mom's lawn today.
On Monday,
yeah.
Yeah, good for him. But too bad he shot 72 on Sunday. Another name up there, Joaquin Niemann. Tied for fifth, got his tour card.
Well, not officially.
I think he got it.
No. They're saying
it's close.
He has 415 points, FedEx Cup points. And last year, the top 125, the 125th had 365.
Oh.
So he should qualify.
So it's one of those projection
right, yeah.
things. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, if he keeps playing like this, it's
yeah,
a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, another tournament like this, you
yeah.
definitely
yeah. I mean, the guy's lights out.
Yeah, he's playing really well.
Back to Kelly Kraft. Remember when you were raking him over the coals for his shoes, Marty?
Yeah, I do.
Did you see his shoes this weekend?
No, I was in the air on Sunday and I missed.
He went full opposite direction, like old school golf shoes, white with the black toe.
Wow. I was going to say, I didn't notice them, so they mustn't have been too ridiculous.
Like, full on opposite end of the spectrum. Like the old, not so much if they had the little flap,
like
but like
wingtip dress shoes look.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, the flaps, forgot about those. Well, good for him. Maybe he's turning, maybe he listened to the pod and he thought, what am I doing here with my shoes?
Oh, you know my friend of the pod already used to have a two meter in his tournament.
Yeah, he missed the cut.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Speaking of missing the cut, and then withdrawing, Smiley Kaufman, our buddy.
Frowny.
79, and then he just said, nah, that's enough.
Yeah. Well, he's like, why do I even embarrass myself for two rounds when I can do it for one?
Like, could you imagine if he was married to Lucas Glover's wife?
Well, he'd be dead.
That guy'd be murdered.
Another guy who I thought was going to withdraw, John Daly, after his first 77. First round 77. He shot 67 on Friday.
Yeah.
Still missed the cut by five strokes, but good for him.
Yeah. Four over for him is a good 2 days.
Yeah. Correction on that friend of the pod, Rory Sabatini. He did make the cut and finished tied for 39th.
Tied for 39th, minus five.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. We're not quite cowboy hat celebration yet, but...
No, well, he's been up there. He's been
solid
enough. We've
got to check into it. I think this has to be his best year on the tour.
Yeah, it is.
Or maybe we just fall in golf more.
No, point. There's a definite correlation between us starting this podcast and him being good.
Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about him, maybe Mike Weir turns it around. Because we talk about that guy lots.
Yeah, we better slip that Mike Weir in right now.
There would be nothing better in the world than Mike Weir making a comeback and becoming relevant again on the PGA Tour.
I think.
Or even the senior tour, whatever. Whatever tour.
He's a long way.
It'd be amazing.
Tell you what, when he hits the Champions Tour, they're going to get a ton of coverage on the Drive to Green podcast, that's for sure.
We might just switch full-time to senior tour.
Just think about this. Imagine if they change the dress code that you have to wear a jacket, and how much farther ahead he'd be than everyone. Like, he'd just be head and shoulders above everybody. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah, he'd be number one in the power ranks every week.
Yeah, he knows how to play.
Guys have worn a jacket since 2003.
Yeah.
Hell of a week for Canadians in that tournament, though.
Yeah. All five made the cut. Hughes was 13th. Connors 30, Hearn 30, and then Silverman and Taylor were 56. But still, five cuts hasn't happened too often.
That's pretty nice.
And none of them named Hadwin.
No. Nope.
Taking those 2 weeks off to refocus.
Not a lot to talk about with this tournament, but we did have to talk about Phil Mickelson's two-stroke penalty, because he seems to be doing that every week now.
Yeah. Do you see that? Kicking down the weeds or whatever?
Yeah.
I'd get a two-stroke penalty every shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's just like a normal thing to do. It's not. It's just
I know, but so he went up and did it, and then he came back and was about to hit the ball, and he asked his playing partner.
If it was a penalty.
He didn't know.
And the playing partner said, he said, I think,
but they didn't
I
call
think it's
it
a penalty.
Until the rules official drove down the fairway to talk to him, and then Phil called it on himself.
Yeah. So then he made par and turned it into a double.
He definitely went to the Harv School of Golf Rules. Because I'm pretty sure bump lies are also a penalty, but we don't seem to enforce those very often.
Well,
that'll be what Phil does next, maybe. I don't know.
Play fast and loose.
Bump lies.
Ball's in a divot? Nah. I'm out of there.
What's that?
One part of my ball.
Oh, Baba.
Who else? Oh, yeah, Matt Every DQ this week. Second DQ of his career.
But you said he withdrew, and then they turned it into a DQ?
Yeah, it's a little hazy still. Might only get one DQ.
If Tiger withdraws, they don't call it a DQ.
Can't have that on the record.
No. It's the worst back injury ever.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tiger, let's get into our headlines for this week.
That's a big one.
Tiger versus Phil for 10 schmil.
What do you got?
Is Tiger 2-0 in those? Like,
Sergio?
Ball and Sergio?
Yeah.
Beat Sergio for sure. I think he beat Duval.
They weren't for $10 million, though.
No, they were
then,
not for $10 million.
Was it David Duval balls at under the lights at Big Mountain or whatever?
One of them or both of them were there, I thought.
Yeah. I remember the Duval one. I thought it was under the lights.
Now, I wonder where they're going to play this one.
I don't know, because you know Phil's walking around with full rod, just gambling that much money. Straight up.
Yeah. That's what gets him going.
He's at full mast.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to putt when I can't see the ball between my feet?
I can imagine the prop bets you can make on that match. Like, there's going to be all kinds of betting.
Full Phil, full button up.
Yep.
Tiger red shirt.
Well, does the match ever get two up?
Yeah.
Those type. Yeah.
Tiger mallet putter.
Yeah. Does Phil take a two-stroke penalty at any point during the match?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be bump blind for sure.
They should.
When is that?
They haven't announced it.
Oh.
It's still kind of in talks.
They want to do it.
Wouldn't it be cool if it was at Augusta?
Oh, man.
I'd be a full rod.
That'd be unbelievable.
Everybody would have full rods. All golf fans everywhere.
Could you imagine
rods.
The money they make on that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the fact that they would allow the crowds to be three times the size because they could walk the fairway right behind them.
Man. Jim Nantz just...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd probably go to Fox and you'd have Joe Buck. Just ruin it.
Jim had to find a way to get Tom Brady into this somehow.
Yeah, that's true. Another headline, how about Bryson with that compass? Now they're saying it's illegal.
Of course it's illegal.
Yeah. It's a different tool, an unconventional tool to use to better your golf game.
If you're using that, you might as well use the laser gun.
What's that, Maddie?
They should just cancel him as a person with that swing. That's unconventional.
Yeah, illegal, yeah.
He's illegal. Great point.
Not until after this week, because I got him on my team.
You pick him every week.
If you're using that to get it down to the, assuming those green charts are to scale,
yeah.
Well, just let him use the gun, like the laser gun, to get the yardage.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that it's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, moving on. That's enough. I wanted to talk about that LPGA pro whiffing on the first, not the first tee, but on a tee box.
Yeah, a little back foot slip. Eh?
But barely. It wasn't a big slip.
She should have still, unless she's like, I'm slipping, and that just had such control over swing, she missed on purpose.
You think she missed
up? No. Not at all. She was trying to smoke that thing. Just whiff.
Well, golf is hard.
That was a friendly reminder of the downhill lie I had 2 weeks ago where I full swing 3 wood off the deck and really missed it.
Nice. But didn't count it, obviously.
Just what we need now. Golf being hard, now the announcer is just going to talk about how hard tee shots are because some woman missed the ball. This is impossible.
Yeah.
It's on a tee.
Yeah, Tiger's going to get all the attention off the tee now, too. Last headline I want to talk about was Eduardo Molinari. First, Frankie wins last week. Then his bro goes and gets a hole-in-one over on the Euro Tour.
That was a long one.
Yeah, it was like 200 and some yards. But the only reason it's...
And that was after that whole thing last year where he hit 500 shots over a 12-hour period trying to get one.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much the only reason I'm bringing it up because...
Just needed 501.
Yeah. And those were all from 150 or 145 or something. So,
well, good for him.
Yeah. He finally got that monkey.
He gets a hole-in-one. A lot going right.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And, yeah, I know we can't forget about the throwback on Twitter there of Bubba with the mud ball. I kind of already stole it, but...
I thought that was recent, but I guess it was a long time ago, Harbin, for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was a throwback, but still.
Makes me laugh every time.
I'll be watching that weekly now just for laughs.
Yeah, for the pod listener, just go to Google or whatever you want to find a Bubba Watson mudball if you're looking for a laugh.
He's probably one of the biggest on tour for, like, letting that stuff affect him. Like, mud, like, you always see him, like, wiping his driver face in the rain. Like, I know you're supposed to do that, but
yeah.
He seems to think it affects things a lot more.
Yeah.
But I guess when you're trying to hit 50-yard hooks, the mud's not on the right side of the ball. It's not going to hit that hard.
Yeah. You better have some towels on that bag.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our feature this week. We're going to call it Yay or Nay. We'll see if it, you know, takes off or not. We might do it again. But basically, I'm going to say a topic, and you guys say whether you yay or nay it, and then give a little bit of a reason why. So the first topic is going to be putting out of bunkers, one of our favorite topics in the world. Let's start off with Matty B in Ottawa.
If there ain't a lip on it, I say yay.
So... Noted. Arv?
Nay.
All day.
All day, nay. It looks dumb. It's dumb. Shouldn't be allowed. Plus, you can't ground your clubs. So you're standing with your putter hovering over the ball. It's just learn to hit the shot of the bunker.
For those of the listeners that follow us on Instagram, you may have noticed a video earlier this year of Harv actually putting out of one of the bunkers at the local course here. So, I don't know.
I've never done
it. Is it yay
since.
Or nay?
It's nay.
He hasn't done it since, that's true. But I'm gonna go with yay for sure. But yeah, it's kinda like Matty B where it's a situational thing. But on a traditional course it's a nay. Like you said, if there's lips, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
But
oh, for sure.
Also, if you're kind of at the front of the bunker, it's more of a yay. Whereas if you're right at the back, probably an A, but
yeah, I don't think it's nearly as frowned upon as Harv makes it out to be.
Should be more frowned upon. I mean, does it happen often on tour?
I actually don't know if I've ever seen it on tour.
I don't think I have either. Well, they have lips, but
well, no, not that little sandbox that's magnificent. You could have putted that out. You could have putted that out. You should have putted that.
Next time he will, when he's in that little bunker, sawgrass. Okay, topic number two. I'm going to go with, so you got a big tree in front of you. Are you going over or under? It's not a yay or nay, it's just an over and under.
Is it a direct line with the green?
Yeah. You could go over if you have a, you know, a lofty club. But do you just go under?
Yeah, it's an impossible shot. But you can go.
You're going over?
Yeah.
Harv?
Over all day. She's a 9% error even if you don't get over. You're going through.
Yeah.
I'm going under. Yeah. I can't hit the ball very high, and I like the bump and runs. So I'm going under.
I just find that when I go under and try to hit that low shot, I always fly it right through the fairway to the other side, and I'm in just much trouble anyway.
That's
might as well
true.
Hit the tree.
Yeah.
Plus, it looks way cooler.
And then drop straight down.
Yeah.
More often than not. Yeah.
Looks cooler, though.
Definitely looks cooler.
Okay. Topic number three. Slapshot drivers off the tee on a par three. Yay or nay?
Oh, yeah.
Par three? I thought you were talking par fours.
Par threes, baby.
Nay.
You got an uphill 200 yard par three against the wind. See, your safest club in your bag might be your driver. I'm going yay all day.
Nay.
Yep.
Or I was going nay. The conventional.
Man up, inches the iron, or hybrid. And.
I can hear you.
I'm just so controlled with my driver when I hit that little slapper that it just makes so much sense.
It's all about looking.
I don't care how it looks.
It's all about looking cool out there.
The score is just a number. It doesn't have an appearance.
Yeah. No.
The score also looks cool when you don't double bogey it.
Yeah, when I duck hook my 4-iron 40 yards right.
Get up and down.
And then have to chip under a tree.
Over a tree.
And then putt out of the bunker.
No harder than under a tree, guys.
2-putt for the 5.
Yeah.
Number 4. Playing tourney rules for a weekly golf game. Yay or nay?
What do you define tourney rules?
Like, by the book rules.
By the book.
Nay. Yeah. I think we might all be nay on this one.
Yeah, we were hoping not to have everyone in agreement on one, but I think this is a pretty straightforward
one. Yeah. Every round I shoot that's well involves just by the book every time. Yeah.
Okay, good. We had one.
I don't even know why you want to play like that.
No. It makes no sense for a fun weekly game between friends. I don't know.
Yeah, and I did golf with a guy recently who said if you're gonna bump lies and move them maybe let's call it 3 to 11 feet left or right depending on where the trees are. What's the point of golfing like that? You don't even know what your actual score is because you never hit it where it is. And to which my reply was, well, you worry about your own score then.
Yeah.
But 11 feet?
Yeah.
When are you moving in 11 feet?
Did I say 11?
I thought you were going to say inches, and then you went to feet.
It's a big treat.
Yeah, like my dad always used to say, you play your game, I'll play mine. That's kind of his saying at golf. But
yeah, because really, if you're cheating, and you get into a situation where you're playing someone for cash, and they want to call you out on your shit, then you shouldn't have cheated when you said you had a low handicap, because it turns out you're not that good.
And I just think, if everyone agrees on it, everyone's playing the same way, who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I like.
Now, if everyone agrees on one thing and another guy is going over the top of that, then it's different.
Yeah. Okay, last one. Same kind of weekly game topic. Playing the honors rule for your weekly game. Yay or nay?
Ready golf.
Versus ready golf, yeah.
Yeah, I like ready golf, personally. Mostly because I'm the one that's always ready. I'm always first off.
I kind of figured you'd be on that bow, yep.
Yep.
Harf?
I am yay for honors.
Nice.
Just because I think you should be ready. And when you don't have Maddie B jumping you, most people are ready.
That's true, yeah. And it's nice being rewarded when you birdie a hole to get to go first.
Yeah.
Being recognized.
I didn't know you guys felt that way.
I'm kind of in between. I kind of think ready golf most of the time, but if you make a birdie, that guy should have to go first or get to go first.
I guess I should go there. I think honors off the tee, but in the fairway.
Oh, yeah. More than ever out there.
Ready golf as long as you're not standing in front of a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it rip.
Which Matty B has done before as well. I digress.
I'm a huge nay on two guys on the fringe or two guys putting that try to go both at the same time. Biggest nay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like two guys hitting at the same time ever. Anyway.
Putting up a putt or a chip and looking over and another guy's trying to do the same.
No, me neither.
This just throws me off.
All right, well, that wraps up yay or nay. We'll see if that how much feedback we get on that one. We might have to go back to the Ultimate Four or something.
Well, we'll see.
We got a preview and a recap coming up here, so.
Yeah, we got US.
We'll come back strong with the foursome right after the recap.
3 weeks,
yeah. Yeah. Let's do picks review quick here and get it out of the way. Matty B picked up his 6-week win. Bubba, Harmon, Ted Potter, 3 lefties got him the win. No.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm wrong. Matty B was second this week. Harv was the winner with Finau, Armour, and Holmes.
That cowardly Armour pick.
Right.
Yeah, what a terrible pick.
I was mixed up because the averages were so bad across the board that
you forgot how to count.
I forgot. Yeah, I just completely forgot. Anyways, Harv had a 40 average for the win, which is usually third.
But it's still first this week?
It's first this week, okay. Yeah. His 8th win, sorry. Yeah, Matty B had the 3 lefties. Potter missed the cut. Harmon 56, Bubba 13 for 49. I had Henley 10, Walker missed cut, Blom missed cut, 55 average. Ugly.
Yikes.
But, season averages. Matty B's coming in at 40, Harv's at 38, and Bronell's at 36. So I got the lowest season average, but I got the least week wins.
But hey,
not very lucky.
You can at least say you're tied for most weekly winners.
Well, Matty B has one more than me.
No, don't you have two?
Oh, weekly picks. Oh yeah, Molinari and Casey, yeah.
And I also have two.
Plus, don't you forget about that match play that I won, too.
It's such a shame that it was the same week in the Corrales.
It's a shame that we're using the Corrales over the match play. That's a shame. Tony Romo played in the Corrales, for frig's sakes.
Tony Romo just killed a bunch of amateurs, didn't he?
Yeah, we were going to talk about it, but we didn't think it was...
He murdered them. 9 strokes?
Yeah, 1 by 9. Jesus. I mean...
I'd like to see these amateurs. Yeah. What kind of tournament was this?
Uncle Cliff couldn't quite hack it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got the John Deere tournament this weekend. John Deere Classic?
John Deere Classic.
And I believe it's like TBC.
Who's in the field?
Yeah. So
I think this should be pretty straightforward. Let's just read off 9 guys and we'll just sort them after.
The British Open is next week, for those of you who don't know, and I'm assuming the majority.
Guys travel day.
Yeah.
They're either playing in Europe or they're in Europe right now.
Yeah.
Besides the number one on the power rank. Who's going first?
But to that point, Zach plays in this tournament all the time.
Yeah.
Kills it, and will definitely be in the Open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's 15 players playing this week that are in the Open next week.
Probably 14 once Molinari withdraws.
Yeah, Harv's making a prediction that Frank Molinari withdraws this week.
Sure.
That might pay good on some online betting account.
Just throwing a couple dollars down, USD.
You could make a good, what, 500?
Oh, it has to be.
Just a win.
Well, more than that.
250 to 1 for a withdrawal?
Yeah.
That's quite a bit.
It might be. Yeah.
I'd make 1,000, 500 to 1.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a bold prediction if I ever heard one.
Okay, well, since we were talking about Zach Johnson, I'm going to go first, and I'm taking him. Since 2009, he's 9 for 9 for cuts, and he's got a first 3 seconds and 2/3 at this tournament. And his scoring average is under 67.
Yeah, speaking of bold
predictions, I think I'll take him.
Do they even bother playing the tournament this week?
I think he's pretty much got it locked up, isn't he?
I don't know about that.
But he might be looking ahead to the Open, maybe playing some different shots, practicing for the Open, I don't know.
Maybe take the head cover off his driver.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hit one out there.
maybe hit it 220.
Next guy I'm going with is Mr. Sharp Dress Man, Ryan Moore. I've picked him before to mix results, but...
Over-under, cardigan's worn. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what the forecast is.
What do you think, 1.5?
1.5. It's a pretty good over-under, yeah. He won this tournament in 2016. And he's got a couple of 13th place finishes in his last three starts on tour. So, I don't know.
So just picking for making the cut, eh?
Yeah.
Mike Weir, as soon as jackets become allowable in golf, or Brian Moore's got something going with Cardigan for sure.
Yeah.
He's halfway there.
Mm-hmm. My third pick is going to be Trey Mullinax. He's had some good tournaments and some bad ones this year, but he's got three top tens. So hopefully, you know, strike gold this week. Maybe he's due for another top 10.
I would bet that all his top 10s are in water down fields.
Perfect.
Like
this one.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Field horse.
Hey.
He wasn't top 10 at the Masters. I'll put it that way.
No. Was he in the Masters?
No. Matty B, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the man we were talking about earlier. Hopefully he's still on tour for a little bit longer before he gets the boot. But Bryson DeChambeau.
The defending champ.
Oh, defending champ, eh? Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah, I'll take him.
You just write him down every week. You don't even look up why.
Wins?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to read these write-ups, I don't have them in front of me, but I think he's probably on the bar right because I don't know.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Second.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry, I stole number one from you this week.
I just go with my gut most of these. Second, I'm going to take Chris Kirk.
Okay, okay.
Okay. And then my third pick, I seem to be drawing a blank on. I might have let you guys know what it is. If you want to just fill the listeners in on that.
Your third pick is Scott Stallings.
Ah, yes. The long flyer. Yeah. Again, probably not on the power rankings, but I just went on a whim here.
But he is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess I know something.
Kirk isn't, but Stallings is, so.
Nice. Perfect. Well, I look forward to another weekly win.
Couple glasses of wine with supper tonight, Matty?
Maybe that's you.
Nice.
Paired with that well-done steak. I'll pick.
Yuck.
First pick, Chesson Hadley.
I almost took him.
Took the week off last week. I think he was pretty good before that.
I think he did okay, yeah.
So there's one. Second pick, young gun, Joaquin.
Man, that guy's hot.
Joaquin Niemann. And third pick, Mr. Taco Belt, Wesley Bryan.
Oh, nice. Taco Bell.
I don't know why. I saw you at decent odds. Wasn't in the power rankings. Took him.
Hopefully, yeah. I hope he breaks out that belt again.
I think it's a thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got
it's like a Tiger Red Sunday thing. Yeah.
Taco Bell, Tiger Red. Pretty much the same thing.
Yep. Okay, well.
That's a great
pick. Oh, boy. You got anything else to add this week, Matty?
No, appreciate the boys letting me call in. Wouldn't miss episode 20 for the world.
No, it was a great episode. I guess until then, next time, it's time to hit the clubhouse.